The following message is presented by Mooringsport Baptist Church in Mooringsport, Louisiana. For more information, go to the website www.mooringsportbaptistchurch.org. Now the message.
Mooringsport Baptist Church, and for these your people that are assembled here, Lord, that love you, I pray that we put everything else out of our mind. We concentrate upon your word. Speak to our hearts. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. A man was walking along on top of a cliff when he lost his footing and he fell straight down the side of that cliff. And there just happened to be about 100, 150 feet down. There happened to be a tree sticking straight out the side of the cliff. And he just happened to land in it. Now, if he had not landed in that tree, he would have fell another 150 feet where he'd hit the ground. So hanging on to those limbs for dear might, he looked up into the heavens and he said, if there's anybody up there can see what a terrible mess I'm in, please speak to me and tell me what to do. And the voice of the Lord spoke to him. He said, I see you hanging on to those limbs down there, and here's what I want you to do. Just turn loose, let go, and trust me. And the man looked back up into the heavens and he said, is there anybody else up there that may have another word? Amen. Now, so many times when we ask God for direction, if it's not what we want to hear, we often start asking other voices. And we will ask enough people that we finally find somebody to tell us exactly what we want to hear in the beginning. We say, that's got to be God's will. That doesn't mean it's God's will. That just meant that we ask enough folks that we finally found somebody that told us what we want to hear in the beginning. But we have In these two verses here, in verses 5 and 6, we have some things that I want to call to your attention this morning about going with God and trusting God. And the first thing here, he says, trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord. And we can trust in a lot of different things, and a lot of people trust in a lot of different things today. But he said that we are to trust in the Lord. D.L. Moody's favorite verse was Isaiah 12, verse 2, I will trust in the Lord and not be afraid. So when we trust in the Lord, we're not afraid. Brother Roy, we have some friends of ours that you probably know. You either know them or probably know of them that live north of in the Homer area, not too far from there anyway. Anyway, several years ago, we still had several dairies in our part of the country. Just about all the dairies are gone now, you know. And they were one of the last ones to get out of the dairy business. And so they called us, and we went over there, and they said they were retiring. So after we had ate that night, they said, come over here, we want to show you a new project we're getting into. Well, we thought we was going over to the retirement thing, you know. And so we go over there that night, and we got out. They drove us out in the pasture, and they showed us. He said, here's what we're getting into now. And they had built 8 brand-new chicken houses. Now, you know a chicken house is $200,000, okay? In other words, they were retiring, but they were spending $1.6 million there. And I told them, I said, what in the world? I thought y'all were retiring. Why are you doing this? And they said, we're doing this for the kids, okay, and the grandkids, all right? Well, as it turned out, it did not go well because they wound up, every time they turned around, if you know anything about the chicken business, if every time they turned around, they was wanting them to do something else. Build this, fix this, do this. And so finally they just said, we can't spend any more money. So they wound up losing everything that they had. They lost 400 and something acres of land. They lost their beef cattle herd. They lost everything they had. They wound up on 1 acre of land in a little mobile home, okay, on their daughter's property, okay? And so we were in their church after that and long about that time. Of course, we'd kept up with them and so forth. And we were talking to them and all, and I said, well, how do y'all feel about, you know, all this, how it's transpired and so forth? And I'll never forget what they said to me. They said, you know, when we started out, we didn't have anything except each other and the Lord. Now we don't have anything but each other and the Lord. We were happy then and we're happy now. Amen. In other words, their life was not centered around material possessions and so forth. Trust in the Lord. Over here in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 8, it says that we're troubled on every side, yet we're not distressed. We're perplexed, but not in despair. We're persecuted, but not forsaken. We're cast down, but not destroyed, always bearing about in our body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body. So he says that we are to trust in the Lord. And then he says that we are to do what? We are to not to lean upon our own understanding. Lean not upon our own understanding. In James chapter 1, verse 5 and 6, the scripture says, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask who? Let him ask God, who gives ultimate wisdom. And in Hezekiah, you remember, in 2 Kings chapter 18, verse 6, the scripture said that he clave unto the Lord, and he departed not from following the Lord, for the Lord was with him. I mean, I think about in John chapter 8, that woman that was brought forth in adultery. You remember that story? They threw her down at the feet of Jesus. They said, we have caught this woman in the actual act of adultery. Now, Moses' law says, stone her. What do you say do with her? They thought they had him trapped. If he said, stone her, they'd say, this is the same man that's been preaching love and forgiveness. If they said, turn him loose, then they'd say he's going against the law of Moses. But the Bible said that Jesus knelt down, he wrote something in the sand. Now, folks, we don't know what Jesus wrote in the sand. Let me rephrase that. There's probably some preachers out there, Brother Max, that probably know. Amen? I'm always amazed, Brother Roy, at the insight some of these guys have, you know. They see things not even in the Bible. Amen? And I tell you, anything that's apart from the Word of God has got to be the wrong revelation. Amen? But I heard a guy preaching on this one time, and he said, he knelt down, he wrote all these men's name in the sand out beside their names, he wrote all their sins. There probably wouldn't have been enough sand out there to wrote all their sins, amen? But he said, he is without sin among you, cast the first stone. They all knew they had sinned. They turned around and left. After they had gone, she said, where are thine accusers now? Well, they were gone, right? She said, well, no man condemns me now. He said, neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more. He did not tell her what she did was right. He said, go and sin no more. So we're to go trusting and we're to go leaning. And then I want you to notice this next word here. He says in verse 6, in all thy ways acknowledge him. We're to go fixing. In all thy ways acknowledge him. Now, I'm not a real big computer person. I'm not a real big Facebook person. In fact, I'm not on Facebook, okay? Let me rephrase that. Every once in a while, I'm on Facebook, but I don't know it. I mean, somebody else apparently does something with it. I don't know. But, hey, I'm not criticizing it. I'm just telling you, I realize that's a way of life for a lot of people now. I'm not on Facebook. I'm not much on the computer, okay? I was looking at something on a computer the other day, which was unusual for me to do, and it showed the Northern Lights, so many different scenes of the Northern Lights. And I couldn't help but think when I saw that, I went to Alaska every year preaching, and the last few times I went up there, I worked with a guy named Dean Blankenship, who had Southeast Alaska Baptist Ministries, and he went to Prince of Wales Island, which is a big, big territory of land, and they didn't have any churches when Dean went up there. In fact, Dean was just a layman. He started producing wood shingles and sending them back to the lower 48, but there wasn't a church out there anywhere on Prince of Wales Island. He started 8 churches on that island as a layman now. And I would go up there with him and preach at those churches. And I'll never forget, they had, all the roads were dirt, you know, up there, of course. And I remember we went up there one night. We were going to go 40 miles to this church on dirt roads to where I was going to be preaching. And I'll never forget, I asked him that night, I said, have you ever had a flat, you know, out here? No, all the years I've been up here, never had a flat. Well, guess what? We had one. Now, you know, it's like Don and I have talked before. They'll tell us we've never had any trouble with this sound system. Amen, Brother Mac. We never had a single problem with it. We get there and the thing blows up on us. Amen. Hey, it's amazing some of the things that you have to happen. We went to a church one time in Crystal Springs, Mississippi, where we were dedicating a brand new auditorium years ago when the kids traveled with us and sung. And Donna, brand new church, right? So they still had a few little bugs and here and there. So it was thunder and lightning that morning. And Donna was holding her microphone, singing with one of our daughters. And lightning struck that microphone and went down into the floor of the church. Donna didn't even know it. But the congregation, of course, did. They saw it all when it took place. You know, that was the hand of God, amen, right there. But, hey, I'm here to tell you, things that never happened before happen when we get there, okay? Now, and so I thought, boy, here I am standing out here. I said, how far do you think it'd be to the closest point of civilization? He said, oh, from here, probably the first house is 3 or 4 miles, you know, from here. Not bad, okay? Well, no, it's not bad unless you're walking or something. Amen? And I'll never forget, I was standing out there and thinking, boy, here we are. And all of a sudden, I looked up in the sky. I saw the northern lights. I saw the North Star. I saw the Big Dipper. I remember counting all 5 spaces. And I knew that it was south and east. And I remember thinking to myself, we're not alone. God knows exactly where we are. He's pointing the way for us. Amen. I mean, we're never alone. In Luke chapter 9, verse 62, no man having put his hand to a plow looks back as fit for the kingdom of God. In Hebrews 12, verse 1-2, it says, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. So, we're to go fixing. One other word that I want to give you here is, look here. In all my ways acknowledge him, and he will do what? He will direct our paths. We're to acknowledge him, and he will direct our paths. You remember over in Acts 27 when Paul was on board that ship, and that storm came up, and the sky turned black and was blowing the ship every which way. By the way, it was 276 men on board that ship. Paul stood up on that slippery deck. They were getting ready to jump off. He said, there appeared unto me an angel of God who I serve, saying unto me, fear not, Paul, for thou must be brought before Caesar. And not only will you be saved, but all aboard will be saved. And you know, there's 3 words that he mentioned in that passage. I believe God. I believe God. He said we're going to be saved. And the last verse of chapter 27 said they all escaped the land. Every one of them. God said they would and they would. All we've got to do today is just believe God. Amen? And believe that he will do what he said he will do. And he will if we just give him a chance. In Psalm 34 verse 19, scripture says many of the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord will deliver you out of every one of them. I want to share couple little things before I close with you and closing. We bought some heifers here not very long ago, back in the fall, and on the farm, and we unloaded them up there in a pen. We got a barn that was built, when I was in the 4th grade. I've never seen anything get out of that barn. I mean, it's been like Fort Knox, you know. It's well built. But I put the heifers up in there. Next morning, I came back, counted them, had one missing. Okay? I thought, well, let's see, where'd she go? That barn was built when I was in fourth grade. Nothing's ever got out of it, right? But just like that flat, there's always the first time. Amen? So I looked at the back of that barn, and there was just one big old hole in one spot where she just went right through it. I mean, my brother said, oh, she's probably in the pasture. I said, anything that got out of this barn is not in the pasture. Amen? She jumped four fences. All right? Well, we didn't know what happened. We've had cows get out before, but not out of that barn. Okay? So about a little time went by, about 3 days. This guy called us, said, that heifer, I think probably one y'all lost, is over here in my horse pasture, 3 miles away. Okay? She's in my horse pasture. We get over there to get her. Guess what? She's not there. Amen? Then a guy called us, that heifer's in my hog pasture. Right? We get over there. She's not there. Right? So, but she was working her way toward back home. A girl called us about a mile and a half away. Said she's over here in with my cows in the pasture. She said, I walked out and she was standing at the gate just waiting for somebody to open the gate to let her in. Now, what was the difference? Now, you know what? We got over there. You know what I told her? I'm fixing to make you a real good deal on this heifer. Amen? I mean, she's at home. She's satisfied. You deserve her. Amen? Now, what was the difference? She wasn't comfortable with the horses. She wasn't comfortable with the hogs. She was only comfortable when she got back with her kind. You see? And I'm here to tell you so many times, we talked with a couple the other day about, they told us about their son was, wasn't serving the Lord and so forth and so on, and they didn't know what to do and all this. I believe this. I believe if we're really saved, if we really know the Lord, we may stray, we may get away, we may do some of the crazy stuff in the world. I don't believe we'll ever be happy until we're back with God's people. Amen. In God's house, serving with Him, the right kind of folks. I want to ask you to take your Bible with me here just for a moment. In Genesis chapter 8. Genesis chapter 8. We have the story told here of Noah and the flood. And in verse 6, it came to pass at the end of 40 days. Remember this story. The end of 40 days that Noah opened the window of the ark, which he had made. Watch this. Verse 7. He sent forth a raven, which went forth to and fro until the waters dried up from the earth. Also he sent forth a dove from him. Now, watch this. A raven is a symbol of a lost person. This raven went to, fro, all over the place looking for something he never found. Okay? Now, the dove is a symbol of a saved person. Also, he sent forth a dove from him to see the waters that were abated from the face of the ground. And the dove found no rest for the sole of her foot, and she returned unto the ark. And watch this. And he reached out and pulled her back into the ark. Sometimes the Lord has to pull us back in. Now, that's a symbol of a dove. And he stayed yet another 7 days of a lost person. The raven's a lost person, the dove's a saved person, okay? And he stayed yet another 7 days, and again he sent forth the dove out of the ark. And a dove came unto him in the evening, and lo, in her mouth she had an olive leaf plucked off. So Noah knew that the waters were abated from the earth, and he stayed yet another 7 days and sent forth the dove, which returned not again unto them any more. The dove was not content until she came back. But we as children of God, we're not saved just to stay in this church, Mooresport Baptist Church, all the time. It's God's plan that we go out from this place, you see. And I'll just say this in closing. I know your wife knows where this place is. I know where y'all know where this place is, but looking at you, I think of this, just saying this in closing. Several years ago, I had a revival down around that Ville Platte area somewhere. And the preacher at that time at Mamou, he said, if you're ever in this area on a Sunday, I want you to stop and preach at my church. They don't know much about preachers, you know, evangelists and so forth, and from other places. And so I'd like for them to know who you are anyway. And this was years ago. So that Sunday, I stopped by there. I finished the revival on Saturday night. Used to, we had revival longer than what we do now. Right, Brother Roy? And so the next morning, I went by there. And I preached. And the preacher was down here talking to somebody. And this lady, she slipped out from the back. She came right up over here where I was. I'll never forget what she said to me. She said, can God use half of a person? I had no idea what she was talking about. I remember I said this to her. God can use half of a person that's totally committed far better than he can use a half person, a full person that's half committed. Amen. And that morning she got saved. And she told me after church that she had cancer and she'd been diagnosed with cancer. She didn't know how much longer she was going to live. Okay? And so the next year they invited me back to a revival down there. And I remember driving down there that Sunday morning thinking, I just wonder if this woman's still alive or whatever happened to her. I was ashamed that I hadn't kept up with her. Okay? But when I drove up, she was standing at the corner looking all up and down the road waiting for me to get there. And when I got out, she followed me up the car and she said, I just want to tell you what's happened since last year. First of all, they can't find any sign of cancer. I've been cured. That's the first thing. Secondly, she said, I want to tell you that my sister has got saved. And I have a brother that's got saved. And I've had nephews that's got saved. Now, here's who's still lost in my family. And I've asked God to save them this week. Amen. Now, look, he didn't save all of them that week, but he did save three more of them. Amen. That week. She said, I'm not going to rest till God saves every one of them. By the way, her husband got saved. Amen. And folks, I'm here to tell you, we need a revival in Mamou. We need a revival in Ville Platte. We need a revival in Mooresport. We need a revival in this whole country. Amen. I'm going to ask us to bow our heads this morning. Every head bowed and every eye closed. Every Christian praying. And I would ask you this today. How many of you would say this today, just between you and God, there's not a doubt in my mind, I know for sure 100%, if I was to die today, I'd go be with the Lord in heaven. If you can say that without any reservations, you raise your hand. I know for sure if I was to die today, I'd go be with the Lord in heaven. You can put your hands down. The Bible said, let the redeemed of the Lord say so, always be ready to give a reason for the hope that's within you. Let me ask you this today. How many of you say this, just between you and God? How many of you say this? Hey, I don't know for sure 100%. If I was to die today, I'd go to be with the Lord in heaven, but I want to know, pray for me. If you'd say that, would you raise your hand? I don't know if I was to die today, I'd go to be with the Lord in heaven, but I want to know, pray for me. I want to lead us in a prayer right now, okay? And this prayer is for anybody in here that if you don't know for sure, if you were to die today, you'd go to be with the Lord in heaven. I invite you to pray this prayer with me. I'm going to pray out loud, you just pray silently, and you follow me in this prayer right now. You may have raised your hand, you may not raise your hand. You may not raise it one way or the other, but you know in your heart this thing not settled with God, and today you need to get it settled. So if you don't know for sure, if you were to die today, you'd go to be with the Lord in heaven. I invite you to pray this prayer with me right now. I'm going to pray out loud. You pray silently, and you just follow me in this prayer. Just follow and pray with me right now. Dear Lord, just follow and pray with me. Forgive me of all my sins. I put these sins behind me. I open up the door of my heart. I invite you to come in. Save my soul. Help me to live for you from this day forward. If you prayed that prayer with me a moment ago, just look up here at me and say, I prayed that prayer with you. And there's two things that I would share with you this morning if you prayed that prayer with me. John 6:47, the Bible says, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believes in me has everlasting life. Claim that promise of God, drive that stake down. Romans chapter 10, verse 11, the Bible said, when we know the Lord, we won't be ashamed of him. If you really meant business with them a moment ago, you won't be ashamed of them. Amen? If you prayed that prayer with me a moment ago and you really meant business with the Lord, those of you did that, just raise your hand. Say, I prayed that prayer with you. Okay? Those of you prayed that prayer. Look, those of you who's got your hands up, just stand up right beside where you are. Just stand up right beside your seat. Okay? We won't embarrass you in any way. All right? And I'm going to... All right. Anybody else? Four people standing. Anybody else need to stand? Anybody else in here anywhere? All right. I'm going to ask the four of y'all, if you'd slip out and come up, let us have a word of prayer with you. We won't embarrass you in any way. Would y'all do that? Okay. Brother Roy, you folks are blessed to have this guy. Amen. I've known him a long time. He's a great man of God, and he'll know what you're doing. He'll talk with you about your decision. Now, is there anybody else in here? You prayed that prayer as well. I invite you to come, okay?
The preceding message was presented by Mooringsport Baptist Church in Mooringsport, Louisiana. For more information about a relationship with Jesus Christ or about the church, including contact information, please go to our website, www.mooringsportbaptistchurch.org. Thank you for listening, and may God bless you.